On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, how are you?
Morena, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am also very well. Excited to talk about movies this morning.
Yeah.
I need something to even do over the weekend.
Even if they're scary?
I mean, you know my relationship with scary movies is fraught, but, you know, I'm keen to hear about it.
So, did you see the first It? I can't remember.
I didn't.
Because
I just couldn't do it.
Out.
Yeah, couldn't do it. I was like, I don't need to put this in my life. I don't need to do this to myself.
But maybe you do.
Maybe I do.
Well, It Chapter 2 came out this week.
Yeah.
The first not the first It adaptation, but the 2017 It adaptation was the highest grossing horror film of all time. So,
of all time? I didn't actually quite realize that.
Yeah. Went past The Exorcist, The Omen, Silence of the Lambs, all that stuff. And so everyone got okay, well, we're definitely doing the follow-up.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you more money and you can have big stars. And at Chapter 2, I love how much they've invested in it. You know, it's an R-rated, it's the American ratings, but, you know.
Yeah.
I've just seen it's 2 hours and 50 minutes. They're really invested in it.
It's also the longest running horror film.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, not also, but it is the longest running horror film of all time. So what I loved about this film was that, you know, they're putting money into a film that's not for everybody.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and these days everything's a four-quadrant film, as they say. It's got to appeal to everybody. And I just love that they're investing in a big, crazy horror film.
Totally.
I love being scared at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this actually scared me.
Okay.
I was very ready for it too, but it's very creepy and very unsettling. But I don't know if I ever actually quite had that.
Do you think because you were so ready, you were so braced, that affected it?
Yeah. I mean, that kind of thing's very personal. I mean, I'm not saying people won't get scared or that it's definitively not scary.
Mm.
But it's really big and it's got a huge amount of big, weird set pieces, and I love that about it.
As for
storyline, as for going to see a good horror film, how does it stand?
Well, the structure of the book takes place when they're children and adults, and it's spread throughout the book. It's not like the first section is the kids' section, the second section is the adults.
It's the adults, yeah.
But that's kind of how they've laid out the movies, although this one does jump back into the childhood storyline as well. What I wanted more from this film was just some downtime.
Yeah.
It's unrelenting. And a scary story when you can allow a bit of space for some dread to build up.
Mm.
I was looking for a little bit more of that. I was very entertained by it.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of, it zooms along, which is kind of crazy for a 3-hour movie.
Mm.
And Jay Ryan, the New Zealander, is in it. He's really good.
Nice.
He's a guy who's, he used to be on Go Girls.
Mm.
And he's mainly been in TV stuff, but he really suits being on the big screen and sort of cuts it next to people like Jessica Chastain and James McAvoy, with whom he's in a love triangle in the film. And so it kind of reminded me of a latter Nightmare on Elm Street sequel in that there's big, crazy, weird stuff happening on screen. A new big crazy weird thing every 15 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I just, I guess what I wanted a bit more was some chilled out moments. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it's interesting now that you say that. I'm that for me, when I've watched horror films or thrillers or whatever, that feels like something that's quite important in the film.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what they're going for. But in this, they just, it's just balls to the wall the whole time.
It's really, I find that it's quite easy to switch off the horror factor. That is the kind of horror movie I can deal with because my brain's just I can just let it wash over me. But when you've got those big
dread
patches, that's what I can't.
Yeah,
I can't
so
mess
you,
around
you
with.
Might be okay.
Maybe I'll be fine. Maybe I can deal with
Shall
it.
Shall we go, Rachel?
Let's go.
Okay.
I also agree, though. I would prefer to be scared in the cinema with a whole bunch of people around you, also sort of sharing the experience, than sitting in my bedroom and watching it alone, and then just being okay, everything outside is a monster.
yeah. Anyway, it's like I said, I'm mainly just sort of stoked that it exists.
That's
because
cool.
It's a big nutty horror film that is a fun ride, if not a terrifying ride necessarily.
Totally. Yeah.
Also out this week is a film called The Farewell, which I believe played at the film festival.
Yes.
Got a lot of good notices. It's been kind of a breakout indie film in America this year. It's about a young Chinese-American woman played by Awkwafina from Crazy Rich Asians and a few other things. And it's a
She's
story
a rapper as well.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Yeah.
And named after some mineral water.
Nice.
I presume. I mean, there's this water, Aquafina.
Oh, maybe
in America. I've always presumed that she was named after Foot.
So maybe that is her rap name. We'll find out. We can Google it.
Yeah. And she named herself after the water. I'd just like to clarify
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
And the storyline is that it's about this Chinese family that the matriarch of which finds out she doesn't find out. They find out she has cancer and is dying. And they decide not to tell her. And it's kind of about the kind of... the cultural rationale behind that.
Right.
And it's been cited as, you know, a more authentic peek into this world than something like Crazy Rich Asians, perhaps.
Yeah.
Got an amazing reviews. I still haven't seen it myself. Really looking forward to seeing it in theatres now. And also this week, a film I'm quite excited about, a local film called Take Home Pay, which is a Pacific Island comedy from this writer-director who's just doing amazing stuff here. His name's Stallone Vioga Iosa. Probably butchered that. He made a film called Hibiscus and Ruthless and another film called Three Wise Cousins. And he's kind of carved out this niche for, you know, just sort of comedies, lighthearted films set in New Zealand's Pacific Island community, which is such an untapped cinematic resource.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted there to be kind of, you know, like an action comedy kind of set in this world. And this film kind of seems like it's along those lines. It's about some guys who come down from Samoa to do some fruit picking. And then one of them absconds with the money. And a sort of a wannabe private investigator is employed to track him down. Yeah, the trailer's really cool.
Is it a big screen release? So
yeah.
Like, will people be able to go to just like
Looks like it's on cinemas
to see it?
It's on at event cinemas.
It's gotten a decent... I mean, I think Hibiscus and Ruthless went out pretty wide.
I was going to say, that's one I've come across, yeah.
Yeah, and I really like the look of the trailer. I'm going to go see this while
that's
I'm here.
Awesome. Nice. That sounds fantastic.
Take Home Pay looks really cool.
It does look really cool. I'm also excited because the full Jojo Rabbit trailer came out this week. We love Taika Waititi.
Oh, the full one came out.
The full one. He had
I think
a little
I've seen
teaser,
the teaser, yeah.
And then he's done the full one and it looks very silly and great and probably quite moving as well. It's a sort of Bowie's German rendition of Heroes playing in the background, you know?
About to drop at Toronto, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah. Film festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Hey, can
too.
I ask you this?
You can.
Do you think the Scarlett Johansson situation is going to be a problem for Jojo Rabbit?
What's the Scarlett Johansson situation?
She just continues to say dumb stuff. And
she is
just...
the world's foremost foot and mouth disease.
Oh,
person.
God.
I saw someone tweet the other day being like, do you think Scarlett Johansson goes out of her way to be the most problematic version of a Hollywood actress that she could be? She's gone out and most recently come out supporting Woody Allen and saying he's a great dude and I love working with him. And
she stuck up for him in this interview. She's worked with him before, and I thought the spin-off writer Madeline Chapman tweeted something really funny. He said, we now have to consider if the surplus of Taika Waititi is greater than the deficit of Scarlett Johansson.
That's a very good way of putting it. Hey, if you guys would like to head along to a movie this weekend, we've got a double pass to give away to any film at the Hollywood, which is valid until September the 12th. There's a whole bunch of good movies being screened there. Convoy, Change of Habit, Dune, a fave of mine, The Fly, and they're all on 35mm. You can jump online to check out the specific dates that those are on. And if you'd like to head along, text us now, 5395, with your B-card number in the Hollywood. Have you been to any more Hollywood movies since we last spoke?
Not since we last spoke, but I love that lineup. We got a great big convoy across the USA. That's that film.
It's amazing.
Know?
Chris Christopherson.
Convoy.
Yeah,
it's
insane because you were raving about the Hollywood last time you were up here.
Yeah.
It's a great venue. So if you would like to go to one of those movies at the Hollywood, then text us now at 5395. Thank you very much, Fabian.
Thanks for having me.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.